This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. Hopefully everybody enjoyed the weekend. If you got the extra day, good for you. Hopefully you made the most of it. Welcome back, Randy. Good to see you. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good over here, Andy Bucker. As you know, that long weekend. Hopefully everybody had a fun one and everything like that. Tied. But like good
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I bet.
Tied, but good time, man. Had a great time. And me and my family went out to Waikiki. Had a great time, man. And I like going out there other than going. But when you're there, the time is so slow.
It's a far trip.
So I was like, damn, am I still? It's only Wednesday. It's Thursday. How many more days I got here? Four more days.
Well, then, right. You're also, you know, you're on East Coast time.
But I tried to keep everything routinous as I could.
As you could,
I would wake up at 5 over there.
Right.
And, like, if everybody got up, get some coffee, go down to the beach and watch other people do yoga. Because I wasn't doing it. I'm watching other people do
they say
yoga.
That's the next best thing.
Yeah.
It's like, it's good for you, but, like, if you can watch other people do it,
just watch
it's
them,
good for your mental. It's like mental yoga.
Yeah, wife comes over, we'll watch the sunrise, eat breakfast, and then it's just knocking them back.
Yeah. I mean, it's vacation.
I don't know what them beers were. But they were the cheapest ones on that entire damn island, I was putting them down. Like,
what is what's the because Hawaii is very expensive, right? Like, I've never been, but that's what I hear. I hear everything over there is very expensive, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the cheapest beer in Hawaii?
It was like $2.39.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. It was $2.39 for that beer. I don't know what it was.
For like a tall one?
No, just a short boy.
Oh, so just one beer. Okay.
Yeah, one beer, $2.39. Right. So you get 10 at a time.
This is not terrible.
Yeah, you get 10 at a time. And then, you know, you go by the ABC store, you'll get the tall boys for $3. Have you sneaking airplane bottles in? Yeah, you're good old trip.
Ah, right, so you're good.
Yeah, good to go, man. But yeah, it was all good. So we tried to come back. Because we went to L.A. yesterday, spent time with her mom and everybody, see her nieces and stuff. So we left last night to come, and everything was fine. Had my perfect seat, exit row, nobody sitting beside me. Oh. So I was cooling all the
time. And you flew alone or everybody?
No, everybody flew.
Okay,
they sat behind me.
Got it.
I always get the exit row. They always sit in the seats behind me.
Right.
Chilling. And I was in the lights flash. What's going on? Somebody behind them, heart attack? And so we're like, oh, are they going to have to, like, emergency land or something?
Right.
And so I luckily had some RN. She was on there, and she was able to, whatever.
She was just a passenger?
Yeah, she's a regular passenger.
That's
and
good
so
luck.
As soon as we land here, paramedics, they say, stay in your seats. Paramedics, come on, get them off the plane. And then right after that, some dude threw up all over himself. So it's like, dude, let me just help get my ass home.
Yeah.
And then just to get home, and you get there, get your luggage, and go get the car, and then it was brick.
Yeah,
and I'm talking.
You
about,
missed. You picked the right weekend to not be in Atlanta.
Woo.
That's for sure. Good Lord,
woo.
Just an awful weather weekend.
Really,
it was like thick fog all day Saturday. It was like, come on, clear up, go away. Didn't just got lower. Like as the day went on, the clouds were up there, and then gradually we're on the earth by the time the day ended. And then Sunday was freezing, and it was raining, and it was cold, and yesterday was cold. Yeah, I mean, it's still, you know, it's still February.
But
it is what it is. We got that little sneak peek,
exactly.
And everybody got tricked.
Bring them shout pants out and everything.
Yeah, no, it's still wintertime.
Yeah, you had to leave that.
Still wintertime. trying to transition from like medical attention, life support. Yeah. The guy had a little. Yeah. That's what the NBA All-Star Game tried to do. They tried to put a little attention to it.
Right.
Tried to shock it back to life with what are those things called? The little paddles. Clear.
Defibrillators and stuff.
They tried to defibrillate the All-Star Game.
Right.
Well, it didn't work.
But my thing, and I didn't watch it.
It's not
like
dead,
that.
But
I'm just curious, like, what are people expecting? They don't want to play in it.
That's right.
They don't want to play in it. And so that's why, you know, I go back to, because I was thinking about this, when I know we were going to talk about it. It's like, you remember when I told you about, you know, the college football thing, how I got, you know, the transfer portal and the NIL and how they play and transfer and all the thing. Instead of me just getting mad, just know it is what it is and going about your business.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
It is, but the difference is that's all ancillary stuff, right? Like, that's not the actual product.
But.
This is the product, and the product is suffering.
But the thing about it is that everybody keeps saying like it once was. Well, it ain't gonna never be that way. The game is not like it once was.
Yeah.
You know, everything is changing, and I think the younger you get in this game, the better it'll be. I do think that. I think if like Ja and all these dudes are in this game more, I think it'll get better. But better as opposed to what? Because I'm like, are you tired of the scores? Because people were shooting half-court three-pointers in all All-Star games. People were moving out the way, having dunk contests and all the other ones, too.
Yeah.
But I think everybody always complains, looks at it from the standpoint, the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter,
right.
they would lock in a little.
Yeah. I mean, look, it wasn't always like this. Like, last year was 211 to 190 or something.
That's what I'm saying. That's part of my understanding.
Like, that was too far, and they had to try to do something to rein it back in. And I'll be honest with you. Like, I think that, like, the format of having the little round robin and playing to 40 and having that kind of stuff, I think it was okay. They need to play to more than 40. Those guys could score 40 in 8 minutes.
Right.
Like, that's a quarter in an All-Star. That's a quarter in a regular NBA game. You know what I mean? So that's less than a quarter in an All-Star game. That was the problem I had with it. One of the many problems I had with it was there wasn't much basketball. Like, that's what we want, right? I think that's what I want is watch these guys that are the best in the world at basketball to play basketball. Mm-hmm. Maybe that isn't. Maybe Kevin Hart and Mr. Beast is what they want because that's what they gave us.
Oh, really?
It was just a lot of stuff. Like, it was just a lot of, like, you know, tributes to, you know, the TNT guys aren't dying, right? Like, those guys aren't in hospice, right? They're just going to another network. Dude, they're still going to be on TV.
There's nothing funnier than them, though, because they were. I saw one clip where Shaq was like dropping F bombs and said, we're getting fired anyways, Ernie.
Right.
He's like, they're good.
But, like, they spent 10 minutes eulogizing them.
Yeah.
Like, they were dying.
Yeah.
They're all alive.
Yes.
And fine.
Yes.
And going to get more money to do this as it goes. And you're still going to see them on TV. It's a great show. It's a great show, and we all love it. But, like, we're treating it like a dying grandparent.
Yeah, man.
It's not. It's like your grandparents moving to a better retirement home and getting more money
I love the fact. I know, man, you mentioned this. When somebody like, why don't they just do it like Giannis said it? Why don't you do the world versus the and do it like that?
Yeah, because that's their last option.
And it's in L.A. next year. You just think about it. With Giannis and Yoke and all them on the same day, they want to beat the hell out of the American players.
Yes. And maybe the American players would be interested in trying to not get the hell beat
because,
out of them.
Because, you know, what's the best basketball that I've seen in years, talk about professional basketball, was this summer.
Yes.
There's the best basketball I've seen. So why
not?
The
Olympics were incredible.
It was incredible. So why not do it like that? Until these young players want to take the LeBron mantle, they don't. Mm-hmm. And they've come out and publicly said this. You saw what Ant-Man said, I don't want to be the face of the brand. Because there's a lot of responsibility that comes with that moniker. It just is what it is.
Yeah. No, I think that's the final, like, option. Like, that's your last life, is make it U.S. versus the world. And, you know, because it's not, like, you can't make it about – format's not the problem, even though I think the format was kind of okay, but you just need to figure out a way for more basketball.
Because
there was like 30 minutes of basketball in a 3-hour broadcast. There was significantly more Kevin Hart than there was like Steph, and that's not what you need.
Right.
No offense, but like, come on. It's the All-Star game, not the Kevin Hart show. So they've got to find a way to make the guys care. It's not money.
No.
It's not format. I guess format, but what you have to do is try to make a way for them to feel prideful about something.
Yeah.
Like, and getting your pride dented by the other team is that you just have to be motivated to not be embarrassed.
Exactly. But that's
because
what I'm saying.
Wemby tried and he was furious at the end of the game because they just gave up an open layup and the game was over.
Right.
He was like, all right, cool. It's fun being an All-Star, I guess.
Yeah.
I got to play 13 minutes of basketball and none of you guys cared.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But I think you let him go out there with some of those other guys and they embarrass the U.S. a couple times,
because they're going to
try. Then maybe those guys will try.
That's what they're going to do. But then you think about it, the older statesmen for the U.S., they're transitioning out of the league.
Yeah.
They're all old.
Yeah, in the next couple of years, those guys will be out.
You need these young dudes to take that mantle. Because there's so many talented American players. I mean, you talked about John. I think the best American player, in my opinion, is Jason Tatum at this age right now. I think he's the next one. Mm-hmm. Him and Ant-Man, those players like that. But they got to figure out a way to take over the mantle and bring back the juice. Like, it don't bother me as much as it bothers a whole lot of other people about the whole All-Star. Because I stopped watching All-Star games years ago, and it wasn't because of the players, just whatever. You know, because it is an exhibition.
It
and
is.
That's how I view it.
It is. It's an exhibition, and a lot of it, I think, is geared towards kids. Like, I think we cared more about this stuff when we were younger. It just kind of is more for younger people.
Right.
And maybe that's what – maybe they got it right. Maybe having Mr. Beast and – no, I'm not kidding. Like, seriously. Like, that he was there. He was on the court. Maybe having Mr. Beast and –
what was he on the court doing?
Given – it was like a challenge or something.
Oh. Well, that's what he does, though. He does the challenge thing. Okay.
Yeah. Right. I was – you know, there was the Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary thing was on at the same time. Dude, so I was clicking back and forth.
I hate it. And I saw as many clips as I could about that. I hate that I missed that because I love Saturday Night Live, especially the clip when Eddie was there doing the Tracy Morgan.
Hey, that was so funny.
Oh, my God.
Eddie Murphy doing Tracy Morgan next to Tracy Morgan – was very good.
Yeah, man.
I was rolling.
I was rolling when I saw that.
It was cool. And that's the thing about it was like, it's tough to go head to head with that. I don't know what the ratings said, but all the celebrities in the world were there.
Yes.
They were all there.
Yes.
Everybody was in the audience. Every time they showed, I was like, damn, there's Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Haven't seen him in a decade.
Is Jack on a Lakers game anymore?
I don't think so. Okay. I think Jack's.
Oh, he still goes? Okay.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him. I think Jack's...
Jack's sitting in the suite now.
No, I think Jack's at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack's about, 111?
He's a million years old. Yeah, I think Jack's a little close to the finish line. Because, like, they had to poke him and tell him when it was his time to talk on TV. It was like, hey, say the thing. And he did the thing. And whatever, like, he's old.
Really?
You know? He's had a great run.
Yeah,
everybody gets old. There's nothing wrong with that.
Huh? He's what?
87? He's 87.
Okay.
Yeah. People slow down at 87. Yeah,
that's pretty damn old,
Jack. It happens.
That's pretty damn old, Jack.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, but it looked like it was a whole lot of fun, man. And so, yeah. Abe said it's on Peacock, so that might be something that I can.
Yeah, you can rewatch it. You go back and rewatch
it. Because I was like, damn, the 50th. And then you look at, like, Kevin Hart's maybe the biggest comedian. He wasn't there. He was talking over basketball players.
That's true.
Yeah. So I'm pretty
sure that's a good point.
I'm sure he would have much rather had been there, too.
That's an interesting point. Like, if the All-Star game wasn't going on, would he have been there?
Yes.
Like, what's his Saturday Night Live? He doesn't have any Saturday Night Live.
I thought he had, like, a guest or...
He probably hosted it or something, right?
Yeah.
He probably hosted it.
So you would think that he might have wanted to be there, but... Yeah.
That's a good indicator that maybe you're not one of the biggest comedians, you know?
I'm
available. Oh, the Saturday Night Live thing's going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm available.
Yeah. They didn't have anything for me. They had a line that I had to introduce.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Eddie.
Yeah, exactly. you guys need a comedian?
I had to introduce Eddie.
That's true. If you were a comedian needing work, Saturday night was the night to do it.
Yeah,
or I guess it was Sunday night. Sunday night was the night to do it because all the best ones were in New York at the 50th anniversary.
Yeah, it looked like it was a
who else can
time.
We get? Mr. Beast. Is he funny? I don't know. Not sure.
He's loving though, but that's
put him on. Like, put him on TV.
Geared towards him, like the God dog. Why do I want to, his name? He's named after my daughter, Kai. The Kai Sinatra.
He was there too.
Yeah, they love this kid. They love this young man.
Yeah,
him and Drew's guy. You know, I love me some.
He was there too.
Yeah, I like those guys. Like, how was the? Didn't they play in like a celebrity game? How was that?
I bet it was good.
Kai is not a baller.
None of them are.
Drewski had a tough go as well.
they're streamers.
Yeah. Yeah. They are.
They're good at what they do.
They are. Yeah. And then you ask them to do other stuff, and
yes,
it's like, oh.
It's like, I see why you're
good at
what you do.
That's why they do the thing that they do.
Yes.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for being with us. This hour is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast at PADLYBuys.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.